Got it back. Dylan and I were, my son Dylan and I were having breakfast one morning. And he was telling me about some conversations that he'd had with some people about Christ and about his blood. This led to a conversation about the Passover compared to the crucifixion. The Passover and the crucifixion of Jesus Christ are both considered defining events in salvation. The Passover for Israel and the crucifixion for the world. The Passover is a ritual enactment of God sparing the Israelites from judgment, while the crucifixion is the means by which God delivers people from their sin. Some say that Jesus fulfilled the symbolism of the Passover meal, and that he corresponded to the Passover lamb in many ways. Let's take a look at the lamb. In Passover, the sacrifice of the lamb freed Israel from slavery in Egypt. Israel prophesied that the Messiah would be like a lamb that is led to slaughter. The early church understood Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus was also a mature male, like the Passover lamb, and his bones were not broken. Blood. In the Passover, people marked their doorposts with the lamb's blood to experience deliverance from Egypt. Jesus' blood was shed on the cross, which some say has a clear connection to the marking of blood on the doorpost. We apply that blood to our lives today as we're buried with him in baptism. The resurrection. The Passover dramatizes the escape from death, and the peace offering of the lamb was to be eaten the same day and the next. Anything remaining on the third day was to be burned, but Jesus was raised on the third day after his resurrection. We now remember the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ for us. As we partake of the bread, we remember his body beaten and broken for us. As we partake of the juice, we remember his blood shed for the remission of our sins. Mark 15, starting in verse 33, tells us about this crucifixion. At noon, the whole country became dark. This darkness continued until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out loudly, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you left me alone?" Some of the people standing there heard this and they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." One man there ran and got a sponge. He filled the sponge with sour wine and tied it to a stick. Then he used the stick to give the sponge to Jesus to get a drink from it. The man said, "We should wait now and see if Elijah will come and take him down from the cross." Then Jesus cried out loudly and died. When Jesus died, the curtain of the temple was torn into two pieces. The tear started at the top and tore all the way to the bottom. The army officer who was standing there in front of the cross saw what happened when Jesus died. The officer said, "This man really was the Son of God." Some women were standing away from the cross watching. Among these women were Mary Magdalene, Salome, and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph. James was the youngest son. These were the women who followed Jesus in Galilee and cared for him. Many other women who had come with Jesus to Jerusalem were also there. This day was called Preparation Day. That means the day before the Sabbath day. It was becoming dark. A man named Joseph from Arimathea was brave enough to go to Pilate and ask for Jesus' body. Joseph was an important member of the high council. He was one of the people who wanted God's kingdom to come. Pilate was surprised to hear that Jesus was already dead, so he called for an army officer in charge and asked him if Jesus was already dead. When Pilate heard it from the officer, he told Joseph he could have the body. Joseph brought some linen cloth. He took the body from the cross, wrapped it in linen, and put the body in a tomb that was dug in a wall of rock. Then he closed the tomb by rolling a large stone to cover the entrance. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw the place where Jesus was put. The next day, after the Sabbath day, Mary Magdalene, Salome, and Mary, the mother of James, brought some sweet-smelling spices to put on Jesus' body. Very early on that day, the first day of the week, the women were going to the tomb. It was very early after sunrise. The women said to each other, "There's a large stone covering the entrance of the tomb. Who will move the stone for us?" Then the women looked and saw the stone was moved. The stone was very large, but it had been moved away from the entrance. The women walked into the tomb and saw a young man there wearing a white robe. He was sitting on the right side of the tomb. The women were afraid. But the man said, "Don't be afraid. You're looking for Jesus from Nazareth, the one who was killed on the cross. He is risen from death. He is not here. Look, here's the place where they put him when he was dead. Now go and tell his followers, and be sure to tell Peter. Tell them Jesus is going into Galilee and will be there before you come. You will see him there, as he told you before." The women were very afraid and confused. They left the tomb and ran away. They did not tell about what happened because they were afraid. Every first day of the week, we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. The fact that he gave his life for us so that through him, we could have salvation. We could have freedom from the slavery of sin. Let's remember him now as he asks us to. Our Father and God in heaven, we thank you, Father, so very much for your willingness and your plan to send Christ down as that perfect Lamb of God, that perfect sacrifice for us, so that through him we would no longer have to kill and slaughter and sacrifice lambs year after year after year. He was the perfect sacrifice. He fulfilled your plan completely. Thank you, Father, for that. As we ask that you be with us now, Father, as we go into this time of remembrance, as we take this bread and remember his body that was broken for us, the beating that he took for us, and that I was on his mind the whole time. He took that beating and that death on the cross because he loved us and because you loved us. Thank you so very much, Father, for that as we remember him now. It's in Jesus' name I pray.